This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party's weekly strategy meeting, known as Mangal Milan, was held today at the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other leaders were present at the meeting. The meetings are traditionally held on Tuesdays during Parliament sessions with an aim to demonstrate complete alliance unity. MPs from Trinamool's breakaway faction, the newly formed Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI, also attended the alliance meeting. The last meeting took place on the 21st of this month when Prime Minister Narendra Modi had called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks and future examinations across the country. The Prime Minister had also reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in recent NEET examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth. Punjab has been connected with 27 global destinations across North America, UK, Europe and Australia with the launch of Air India's Easy Connect hub and spoke model at Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport, Amritsar today. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu, who addressed the gathering virtually, said the statistics show that approximately 150,000 passengers travel from Amritsar to Delhi every year to catch international flights. Similarly, about 150,000 passengers arrive in Delhi from abroad and then travel to Amritsar. Passengers travelling on such flights of Air India are required to complete certain pre-departure and transit processes to ensure a seamless journey, including mandatory DG Yatra enrolment for Indian nationals. Bihar and Assam governments have decided to withdraw cases and other legal proceedings initiated against people who participated in protests over NEET examination. Bihar's Home Department assured that it will immediately initiate the legal process to withdraw all FIRs, criminal complaints and show cause notices against agitators registered before 6 p.m. on the 26th of July. Assam government has also instructed authorities to review all arrests and detentions made in connection with these cases and expedite the release of the arrested persons. The U.S. State Department has said that the next round of talks between Israel and Lebanon will be held in Rome from the 4th to 6th of next month. The discussions will focus on expanding a pilot zone in southern Lebanon, settling outstanding border disputes, and moving towards full implementation of the framework agreement signed by the two countries last month. A U.S. State Department said that they will enter the next round of discussions with significant momentum following the successful launch of the first pilot zone in southern Lebanon and President Aoun's productive meeting with President Trump last week. World Hepatitis Day has been observed today globally. The theme for this year's Hepatitis, Let's Break It Down, focusing on removing financial, social and healthcare barriers to reach the 2030 elimination goals. The date of 20th July was chosen because it's the birthday of Nobel Prize-winning scientist Dr. Baruch Blumberg, who discovered hepatitis B virus, HBV, and developed a diagnostic test and vaccine for the virus. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall today over parts of Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, South Interior Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and coastal Karnataka. Meanwhile, hot and humid weather conditions are likely to persist during the day over parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh. In Assam, the flood situation has shown further improvement with the number of affected districts coming down to 6. According to the latest official report, Shiv Sagar, Golaghat, Charaidio, Jorhat, Nogaon and Kamrup metropolitan districts continue to be affected by the deluge. A total of 4,45,495 people remain affected across 631 villages under 21 revenue circles. In the Commonwealth Games, India's para shot putter Sharmila Dhankar won the gold medal in the women's shot put F57 event with a season best effort of 9.81 meters in Glasgow. Sharmila also became India's first ever Commonwealth Games para athletics gold medalist. Indian high jumper Sarvesh Kushare also clinched a silver medal in the men's high jump event at the Scotstown Stadium. Moreover, weightlifters Valuri Ajay Babu and Gyaneshwar Yadav clinched a silver each as India enjoyed another productive day at the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.